It's 7 minutes past six. Now with a wrap of the newspaper headlines and the world news, here's James Carlton.
Good morning, Fran. And it's the affairs of state leading the papers, the new parliament and the Canberra Times. Abbott admits debt will surge. By 2016, nation to owe $400 billion plus under coalition plan. The Herald in Sydney as well. PM warns of debt blowout. And the Melbourne Age. PM admits nation's debt will surge past $400 billion. The Financial Review. It's a threat to Abbott's tax repeal plan, with Labor moving to cap the debt ceiling at $400 billion. The Australian. Labor playing debt roulette. Hockey warns shortens opposition to $500 billion debt ceiling risks the economy. Indonesia front page as well. The Age. Indonesia contradicts Abbott on boat deal. Jakarta official says refugee swap is being negotiated. And Clive Palmer in Canberra. The Age. Clive takes Camelot to Canberra. Clive Palmer's National Press Club speech bears striking resemblance to famous JFK, John F. Kennedy oration. In the Courier Mail, I'm out of business. Clive Palmer says he's retired from business and a full-time politician now, but he's yet to sell his 74 companies and has no plans to do so. The Canberra Times, Corbell pushes for third gender category in the ACT. Labor's Attorney General aims to add indeterminate, intersex or unspecified to ACT birth certificates. The Melbourne Herald Sun, Shaw threat sparks chaos. The balance of power independent Jeff Shaw attacks the Speaker, raising questions about the coalition's numbers, the hold on power. And the Hobart Mercury, Tassie, it's time for tough decisions. Jeff Kennett's strict policy prescriptions in apple oil reform. Adelaide Advertiser, party crashes. South Australian government backs plan to stop low-vote micro-party candidates from winning state upper house seats. And the Northern Territory News, fish police want to raid your fridge to stamp out illegal fishing black market. Freeze. It's a cold case. Checking out the markets. We have London flat, Frankfurt down 0.33%, Paris down 0.6%. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500 stateside, they're both down 0.5%, and the Nasdaq is down 0.33%. RN Breakfast, 9 past 6.